George is here for Sutton Tools, Drill the Aussie Way. Drill with something going on here,
there's
is
something
there?
Something going on here.
Drew with Sutton Tools. We've given him the challenge. We've got a big week, wet weekend, we reckon, here in Melbourne. Might be a good weekend to do some cooking. Georgie, what do you got for us, my friend?
Good morning, guys. How are we?
Well, we're going well. It's fun Friday. Someone started the old vaccine and sent a few of them off their nut, but everything else is going pretty good.
Yeah, no, it was good. I'll tell you what, Chloe, the long-distance swimmer, was brilliant, wasn't she?
Yeah, unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
Have you ever wanted to do something better than anyone else in the world, George?
No, and certainly not something as hairy as swimming across the English Channel that many times. No, inspirational listening to her. Brilliant.
What about when you had your restaurant up there in Canberra? Did you want that to be the best restaurant in the world?
Well, not necessarily in the world, but you always wanted to do a good job, Tim, and make sure that people came back. And I think we achieved that for quite a few years. But, yeah, no, it was good fun. That's the main thing.
Did you have prawn saganaki on the menu up there in Canberra?
Well, we sort of had an incarnation of it because I think I've said it before, we sort of had an Italian restaurant, even though we stuck a lot of Greek food in there and gave it an Italian name. But look, I grew up eating a lot of seafood because obviously my parents, with their background, always did, because as my dad always reminded me, back when he was growing up, they would have been lucky to have red meat more than once a month. That was about the only time they had it. So the rest of the time was vegetarian, seafood, and sometimes white meat.
You talk about the saganaki and halloumi. What's the difference between saganaki, the cheese, and halloumi?
Saganaki is the way you cook it, and halloumi is the actual cheese.
Like the old spatchcock.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you'd spent 20 minutes on it last week. Saganaki, your halloumi, it's a beautiful little mezzere, as is the prawn saganaki. We traditionally would have it as a small lunchtime dish or potentially a sort of 5 o'clock snack while the main meal was being cooked.
I love the sound of this. Just tell us what the recipe is.
Well, you start with some king prawns, but get the mid-sized ones, not the super big ones and not the little baby school prawns. Get the mid ones, and obviously they're green. They haven't been cooked yet.
Big whiskers?
Of course. I leave the heads on. You don't have to, but leaving the heads on adds flavour. You've obviously got to take the dirt tract out, which is always an argument of who gets to do that.
That's my favourite bit, actually.
Yeah.
I like cleaning the prawns.
Yeah, no, it is.
Yabbies mainly got prawns too.
Then get a fry pan that you can put in the oven is the best thing. And you fry off some onion and some garlic and then some tomatoes, maybe some of Johnny from Epping's tomatoes, cut them up and put them in. And then my mum and dad used to put in some butter beans. So you can buy a tin of butter beans, a little white beans, just to give it a little bit more substance. Bit of fresh chilli, a little bit of wine, of course, because you've got to have wine and everything. And then you bring that to the boil on the stove top. Then you add your prawns in, mix it through, and then put it in the oven with the grill function on. But before you put it on, you just crumble some feta cheese and pour a little bit of olive oil on it. And it will literally take about 5 minutes because, of course, the fry pan's hot underneath. The grill on top will slowly melt the cheese. It'll cook pretty quickly and it'll keep cooking in the hot fry pan. Remember when you pull it out and put it on the board? You sprinkle a little bit of chopped dill on top and get some crusty bread and put it in the middle of the table and everyone dips the bread in and picks up the prawns that way.
Sounds magnificent. Hey, somebody's just come through on the temper text and said the saganaki and the halloumi are completely different cheeses. George is wrong.
Saganaki is also the way that we talk about it. So,
right, okay.
The way we cook. So we use that as a cooking term as well.
Okay, I just didn't want us to go down that whole spatchcock thing that we went last week because that went on for about an hour on the show and about another five off after the show.
Sounds magnificent.
That is a great recipe.
We'll put that up on our socials. What wine would you match with that?
Well, traditionally, Gaz, with that, what we would have is a really short shot of really chilled ouzo. Because the aniseed from the ouzo, and in fact, some families that I grew up with would marinate the prawns in ouzo first before they made this dish. But given the kids were under 10, it ended up being not a smart move. So ouzo, when we talk about ouzo one day, it's a fabulous drink for your digestive system. But from a wine point of view, for me, it's rosé because, again, growing up, often the wine that the family made in the garage was supposed to be red, but they couldn't get the flavour and the colour. So the wine ended up being rosé, and we would always serve it chilled. So for me, it's a nice sort of light, dry rosé. So recently, I've tried a couple of new ones. Pepperjack, one of our favourite wineries, has just made a Grenache rosé from Langhorne Creek. Dominic Porte in the Yarra Valley, I tried that rosé recently. Beautiful. So a nice, dry, chilled rosé with this dish. Sunday afternoon, about 4 o'clock, when we're sitting around. It's a nice little mezze. It's beautiful.
I'm going to
Did you just say a Grenache rosé?
Yeah, so Grenache is often used for rosé, especially through France. So, you know, obviously not much time on the skin. So the colour stays nice and sort of salmon colour. And you get the flavour from the Grenache. That's beautiful.
Oh, I like the sound of that wisp.
That sounds magnificent. Is there something you can, you mentioned the butter beans. Is there something you can substitute with the butter beans? I get a bit of repetitive type work after beans and things like that.
You get repetitive work over lots of things, Tim. Look, you can leave the beans out. The traditional dish doesn't have beans, but you can put chickpeas in there. You can put. So remember, again, you've got to think, you know, this diet was all, you know, the Mediterranean diet was based a lot on seafood and legumes and beans and things. So you can put any of those things or just leave them out.
That sounds magnificent. Getting a lot of really positive feedback about that recipe. What about some of the wines of the week, George? You got something there for us?
Yeah, look, I tried a wine the other day. I retried it, actually, and it's from Brown Brothers up at Milawa. So it's called the Winemakers Series, and it's a blend of Tempranillo and Graciano. So they're two Spanish varieties that grow really well in warmer, sort of dry areas. So here in Australia, you'd look at that northern part of Victoria around Wangaratta and Milawa, or in McLaren Vale. So it's the Brown Brothers Winemakers Series Tempranillo and Graciano, and both of those varieties marry beautifully together. They've got big, rich colours. One of them's got the tannins, one of them's got the fruit, and the yin and the yang works beautifully.
Okay, so what style of wine is it similar to? Say, like, you know, a Shiraz, a Cabernet Sauvignon, what type of wine would you say that it's bit like?
Well, we spend a lot of time through the year talking about Grenache, so it's got the juiciness of Grenache, but it's probably got more power. It's probably got the power of Shiraz. And it's the traditional two varieties that we see in the Spanish wine called Rioja. So Rioja, remember, is a region in Spain, and these varieties are indigenous to there. So the wine itself has got lots of flavour, but it hasn't got the tannins of a Cabernet.
I'm going to go... So it's... Sorry, keep going.
No, I was just going to say, it's nice and soft and juicy.
Okay, I'm going to go to the South Melbourne market today and get myself some prawns. So you say go for the king prawn.
Yeah, the king prawn, but not the super big ones. You go to Aptus down there and see Angelo and the guys and get some mid-sized green prawns. And I suggest, as I said, leave the heads on because the heads do add flavour. And a lot of us eat the heads, right? There's nothing wrong with them. You can eat them.
Perfect.
Oh, George, I tell you, the best segment on SEN. That has just come through off our temper text machine. Beautifully done. We'll put it all up on our social pages. George, you have a great weekend.
Thanks, guys.
Good work, George.
Oh, there you go. Look at that. Georgie boy, you've just helped me with Sunday Arvo snack. Love your work. So I'm on the Gold Coast. Recipe of the week it is. George here for Sutton Tools, building Australia for 100 years. Drill the Aussie way. Drill with Sutton Tools.